You're listening to another episode of the Zag After Soap here, continuing our series talking to our 2021 NLC fellows, both from the Institute class and the Engage class. Today, Albany Vegas joining us. She's in the Engage crew. Excited to catch up with her, hear what she's working on professionally, hear what she's excited about when it comes to NLC. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get to it. Albany, when folks ask you what you do for a living, how do you usually answer that question?
That one's a little tough because when I say I'm in education, people automatically assume I'm a teacher. So I talk about essentially being a college counselor and running a college access program. And, you know, especially coming from a first gen background, it's tough to explain to my family who they don't really understand what that means. So it really depends on who I'm talking to. But I work in college access supporting first gen low income students from the LA area. Prepare for college and ultimately get through college.
And so this year, I imagine, has been pretty wild trying to support folks who are already in college and folks trying to get to college. What have been some of the lessons learned or some of the things you'd love to see get more attention in 2021?
Yeah, so it's definitely been a wild ride, but I think something that has helped me and my team really support our students is the one-on-one aspect, just because, you know, for us, we work with a lot of students to a small team. And so sometimes being able to provide individual support in person is a little more challenging. So I guess on the, you know, we try to look at the positive or some of the silver linings. And for us, it's been a lot of one-on-one time with a lot of our students, especially the seniors of the current college students who are going through this transitional phase. So, you know, I think the biggest thing that we've seen too is a lot of concern about having to pay full tuition when they're not getting the in-person instruction. And the big question is it really worth it for them to, you know, have to pay all this money for being on screen? So it's something that we've really been navigating and, you know, talking to our students about.
And then what are your thoughts on conversation about free college or canceling student debt or these kind of things that are much more, I think, in the mainstream discussion politically, thanks to folks like AOC or Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren? Do you have an opinion there? Or do you find that students that you're working with are bringing that up and asking questions? How would you describe your relationship to those concepts right now?
Yeah, I mean, I 1,000% support free college, free higher education. And I think it hits more when filling out financial aid forms or even just, you know, on the college application itself and having to plug in all these numbers, like what's your income? How much do your parents make? And for students who come from a poor background, it's like, how many times do you have to share that you're poor, that you don't have like as many economic resources? And why do I have to pay $70 for each application? And that really limits the access to what schools or how many they can even apply to. And I myself, you know, I took out student loans. I'm still in student debt. And, you know, it concerns me because I don't want my students to have to feel the heavy burden of loans like in the future for graduate school. And, you know, it's tough when they have to limit their options because of the financial obstacles. Even if they get financial aid, even if their tuition is covered, there's still more expenses that aren't accounted for, right? The personal expenses, the housing, supporting your family, and just so many little things that go beyond the tuition in the books.
Absolutely. Well, when it comes to the Engage program, what are you most looking forward to? What are you most excited about?
Yeah, I think with the Engage program, I'm really excited to focus on the different specific issues that affect the LA community. And I think for me that it still ties back to the work that I do in my everyday life, because I see how all these different issues are affecting my students, right? So, you know, housing insecurity, their parents not being able to, you know, continue working throughout the pandemic. So it's all these issues are interwoven and they ultimately affect like our students' everyday life. So it's not just about access to education. It's about access to, you know, quality healthcare. It's access to housing. It's access to different opportunities just to live, you know, be able to live and survive and thrive. So I'm really looking forward to tackling other issues that affect not only the students that I work with, but, you know, being a part of the LA community.
Absolutely. Well, congrats on joining us. We're excited to have you. And thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Zag. If you want to meet the other Engage fellows that will be joining Albany in the group, hey, go to our podcast feed. You can find them short and sweet episodes that have been going up the last couple of days. And of course, anywhere you get podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, Google, Stitcher. Make sure to subscribe so you get all the latest episodes as they drop. And until next time, we'll catch you soon.